Whenever Jesus is not, he intentionally chose the word and the context church, because it's only a church that have the capacity to adjudicate on a matter and decide that this person is guilty or not, worthy to receive something or not. I tell you, before God gave me there is a rank he gave me in December. Before he gave me, for 3 good days, I was before the court of heaven. And I was there, and court session was on. You are always in a hurry. I don't know why people are in a 2 days. And you need to know that 2 days in human calculation can be whatever long in God's calculation. Thank God. I don't know how the Holy Ghost pushed me. And in those days, I was praying and fasting. Now, I knew why Jesus conquered. The Bible says that he was taken to be tempted. And in those days, what did he do? He fasted. In those days, make sure, I clean business. I just thought it was a small matter. And I came, gave answer. The thing came again. I prayed. And then I continue answering questions. And they were tabling matters. You need to see the people that were in that meeting. That is where they will decide whether you are qualified. There are things that if God gives you that thing, he cannot change his mind. Some of the things you are crying for, some of the things you need, is the things that once God gives you, you can't change it. The Bible says that the gifts and the calling of God is without repentance. What it means is that if he gives you, he cannot change his mind. Now follow me. So he used a church. You will now see why he used a judge. Because if there is a judge, then there is a court. Is it not true? If there is a court, there is also a case. If there is a case, that means somebody is arguing against you. Oh, you don't know. Continue.
Which dared not God, neither regarded man.
Now, you need to see this type of judge. That's why I need you to pray this prayer now. What type of prayer can break the will of a man that doesn't fear God? Doesn't fear men. What type of prayer can do that? Do you know what Jesus is trying to say? You come to a court session and the judge is against you. The jury is against you. Every single thing in that court session is what? Against you. Evidence is against you. Everything is against you. But if you can die, you can turn everything in your favor. What is worse than the judge that will decide who is guilty, who will receive, that being against you, what is worse than it? You have not realized what is against you. That's why you are doing like this. Jesus said that type of condition, there is only one solution. He said what? The woman continued. She will come today. You do go and you come and tell me, Pastor, if you know the encounter I had today, and I'll be looking at you. You think you sit and run? Do you know when we started having the encounter? There is a man of God I know. He said Jesus appeared to him. He is still in his village now. Who? Jesus appeared to him. Have Jesus come to you? I don't say in a vision. Just stepped and started talking. The woman came tomorrow. The man said, who is that person? I said, I don't want to hear what you are saying, sir, not to talk of considering it. Chase away. They chase away. The woman came back tomorrow. Is there no security person here? Carry this woman, throw her away. I've said this woman should not come. They beat her. The Bible did not say, but they beat her up. Beat her up, beat her up. And then they threw her out. The woman came again. The judge now answered. Why did the judge answer? The judge answered because his life is at stake. The only way he will continue living, that judge, is to answer the prayer. You have not pressed the matter to a corner. Have you seen these people that do boxing? They will beat you, put you in a corner like this, and know they have held you. He wants you to hold the pen. Are you sure? Get. Let me not use God, but get the matter in a corner like this, deal, and stay there. Stay there. The Bible said, tarry. What? Eh? Tarry until. Is it tarry 2 days? Tarry 1 week? 1 year? 5 years? Tarry till when? If Jesus comes in the next 1 minute, our tarry is enough. What if it takes 1 year? It's not just that we'll tarry, it will be Pato Takate. Paul said, even if the outer man of our flesh decays, waste, I know that we get large in the spirit. There is something that happens to your spirit. Do you know why I'm telling you this? There are matters that there is only one way to deal with that matter. Prevail. You have to have power. That is the type of power we are talking about. And against all odds. You come and tell me I don't have body today. I used to have body before. I don't have body today. I will encourage you at your level, knowing that your journey will be like 10 years, and it's dependent on you. You can make it a year, and you can make it 1 month. You come in the 10th year and use 5 hours to do discussion and move around. Your head should be covered with a shawl, one place. Nobody should see your face. Don't worry. In the next 2 years, the result will come out. See, I want us to pray now. This type of prayer is what they call iron must obey. You know, that type of prayer. Things, conditions, matters, no they hear, no be this one. This was a type of prayer that he had the boy prayed for 3 days, continue praying until thunder struck from heaven. The thunder that struck in Lagos, the whole Lagos shook. After that time, God said, I give you Lagos. There is nobody that is doing ministry that succeeds well in Lagos. You are doing it the right way. That is not connected to him directly or indirectly. It's not possible. He is here. There is a man called Jacob, and all odds were against him. Now, what you are going to do is, until you have answer, don't come out. And this thing is cuts across board, whether it's a circumstance. I was telling your brother, he told me, a grown man is crying. He thought I would start. Some people cry to me and thought the thing will make me to start. When you cry and I know you have not done what you should do, it makes me angry with you, sir. Please make me pity you. I cut the call. I don't have time. I don't have time for somebody that have time to cry but don't have time to pray. Have time to complain, but don't have time to pray. Have time to move around, but don't have time to pray and fast. I say, shut down your phone. All the time you are online. If you send him a message now, he will answer. Go and send him. I'm telling you, go and try it. He will answer you now. I say, you are not, and you will be crying. I didn't tell him, but because I know he will now cry more. This thing is crocodile tears. If you see tears, if you are oppressed, you will not remember where your phone is. You will even be angry with your phone. Like, I don't know why I'm angry with this thing I'm wearing. I'm angry. Because I was getting down from this thing, they called me pastor. I don't like hearing the thing. What came to my mind is all these pastors they are seeing, another one has come down. I don't want to be all these pastors. I'm just angry with this state of events. And I know there is only one way to change it, to prevail. Find a neighbor tutu. Find a neighbor tutu. OJB, if something doesn't happen, don't stop. Okay, find a neighbor. Now, as you begin to pray, you can have one matter at heart. Whether it's a problem, or whether it's a challenge, or whether it's a predicament, whether it's an affliction, or whether it's something you want to lay hold in God, or whatever it is, put it in your heart. Crack it now. Crack it now. Crack it now. I tell you, an egg can crack. Toda, pata, pata, rato, panda, tata, tata, tata. Padia, padia. For men, ought always to pray. Itayota, ratatato, tatato, padia, 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 ratatato, 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus. Mighty name we pray. You can be seated. We just be praying intermittently. Watch out from today. What will start happening in your life, in and around your life? Genesis chapter 32. Everlasting one, the Holy One of Zion, he fainted not, neither is he weary. He didn't stop there. He now said, the youth indeed shall what? There is a verdict on the youth. And you know, the youth is an example, a model of strength. The immortal one gave a verdict. He said, the youth shall what? I think you know experientially from that story you told me that the youth shall indeed what? Faint. And they will be weary. But the word of God said, the Lord giveth strength to them that are weak. He increased their might. So that means anytime we come to interact with God, one of the revelations we must have is, who is even this God? Go and close that window for me. I don't know who are the people that is. Thank you.
conversations we must have in the thing that we are talking about. This is the ancient one himself. That's why we have to sing this one. Sometimes all he needs to do is to remind you who he is. In fact, it is because you are man. That is why you are permitted to do certain kinds of things, certain kinds of business with God. If not, it was on that basis that angels and certain beings saw the business that men were able to do with God. And the question that they asked is, what was the question they asked? What's the question they asked? What was the question they asked? You are correct. You corrected yourself. They asked, what is man? Who is man and what is man? It's not the same thing. When we say man, what is it itself? How many of you have watched some of these American movies? They will come and maybe one alien being will come, they will say, who are you? And then you will do something. There is one I watched, do something. And the person did not say, who are you? Now said, what are you? Because there is nothing in their scope to explain what they have seen. For example, there is one I watched, they said the name is Wonder Woman. Then they used bullet on the Wonder Woman. And she did like this, boom, boom, in his movie. And she dodged all the bullets, which is not possible. She dodged all the bullets and collected the gun from the man. The man looked at him and said, what are you? He's not who are you. Because if he is who are you, that means that we have seen this sort before. But if he's what is what are you, it means that we have not seen this sort before. What is man? Because we just suddenly saw a being that God can live inside of that being and he will be comfortable. Anything happens to that being, God can sacrifice himself to redeem that being. We need to know what is man. So when we sing this song, we need to understand the realm that God exists in. It's a mighty realm. It's a mighty realm. There are many things I've learned from the scriptures. There are many desires that I've sustained. According to what I've seen, that is consistent in the scriptures. Do you know what I've noticed from the scriptures? It is only men of prevailing mindsets that are called the people of faith. I went to the book of Hebrews and I checked the roll call. Have you seen Hebrews chapter 11? Go and check all the people there. All of them have one thing in common. That place when the Bible actually said faith is not what you think is called faith that those people had. Because their faith made them to embrace death. What type of faith is that? That means they are consistent in what they are pursuing, so much so that death could not stop them. Are you not getting the point? Somebody is so convinced about something, you know that faith should furnish convictions inside of your heart. That conviction is so strong that somebody decided that death cannot separate him from his home. This is before the Holy Ghost came to tabernacle in the heart of men. I hope you know that when the Spirit moves, he can furnish substance in your heart. And substance is the basis of faith. Are you with me? Haven't you read some things in Kenneth Hagin and wanted to act? It didn't work. Do you know why? Even though you saw it, the substance is not yet there. If the substance is there, even when you didn't pray, it will still happen. Very soon we do basis of Christianity. You find out that the truth is that faith is logical. I hope you know faith is logical. It's not logical, but it's logical. Do you know what it means? It means that we can explain faith. If we can't explain faith, then we are gone, because everything in Christian life is about faith. In fact, let me even tell you, when you come every day and you are groaning and tiring on the matter, don't you know you have faith? That is the greatest expression of faith. I know maybe what you think is faith is, you lay hands on the sick and he get got him. The Bible told us that the faith that is consistent for 6 months on a matter, whether in prayer or in whatever, that faith is precious. Because it has been what? Say tried. Do you know what happens to you when you win a certain level of warfare because of your faith in God's capacity? You cannot go back to that level again. Because it's not an impartation of the gift of faith. It is a process. And then when that faith is tried in fire, the Bible says it will come out like pure gold. You will have what we call track record. Say track record. See, let me tell you, sometimes what, when you pray, and some of you pray and seem as if something doesn't happen, and then some of us pray something up, what the circumstance responds to is track record. Simple. Let me explain what I mean. For example, I have the track record of once I lay hold on this thing. The first time I laid hold on it, it took me 6 months, but I still collected it. The next time, 3 months. So the person that has this thing knows that if it's me that appeared, there is no other option that I must collect it. Is it not true? And before I collect it, I will weary him. So deal with him that for 6 months he will not be able to recover himself. Do you know what happens? A time will come when if I appear to collect that thing, do you know what that person will do? They will just give you. Want to, because I have a track record of weary Satan. How many of you have track record of weary Satan? You weary the church, weary him, weary him. A time will come when you appear, see somebody oppressed. Let him told you he has been for 5 years. You say, in the name of Jesus, stop. And the demons will do like this, do like this, do like this, do like this. They look and they see it's you. Do you know why they left? They know if it's for this one, the guy no go leave until say track record. You now you prayed for, when do you start coming to bed pants? You want God to fall from heaven. From that I look at some of you, you are trying, but is it not 2017 that you started pressing? All those things you are doing is joke. You want God to fall from heaven. You don't have track record. If you live like this, Satan will waste you. There is a reason some people can't die. Do you know why? They have track record. They have track. God will come and say, I know Abraham, my son. How many things can God say concerning you? I know Chidi. if he's on money, he won't take your money. If you like, give it to him and leave. They never put your heart safe concerning matter, money matter. If he's prayer, leave him on prayer. Even if anointing comes, he will still be praying. These are men that have track record. And that is what Satan responds to. A day will come, you might not have to pray. But circumstances will respond to that. When Jesus came out from wherever he came out from, he met his disciples saying, fire, fire, die, die, fire, fire, die, die, fire. And you know, my brother, you need to show me how they do the dance. And all the gymnastics. That's why when they come, you must cook food for them all. Because it takes physical energy. You must, is it not true? You must buy drink for them. Even if you are the one, if you dance on that main road, you'll be tired. I don't know how much you will thank God in this your life. You owe God. You don't know how much yet. You don't know how much you owe God by showing you mercy, bringing you here. By now, you will be a chief priest. I don't want to laugh. I don't know what you will be. You will be the chief of the chief priest. I've learned 7 ways to burn different types of incense. And you know Satan, once he drags you into one, he will not do magic. It will seem as if something stopped. And then you will be deceived. Once you are ensnared, are you with me? There's a lady, the pastor gave me a report. She saw one vision and it was correct. And the whole church followed the vision. And they are saying, this lady is a prophet. Her moon is clear. Until she woke up one day and said, I saw the moon. And the moon paid me a visit. She said, I will give you a gift. I just said, as soon as I heard it, the alarm was doing like this. Because Satan, when he comes, it will seem as if the first one walked. And once you agree, you are partnered with your will. The last point, if Satan doesn't conquer your will, he has not conquered you. There is a movie we watched many years ago. A man, the wife was in a court where they caged their husband. And then she collected her husband, put him in a bottle, and put somewhere. Even though they were powerful enough to collect the husband and put him in that place, but the will of the man refused. The man inside the bottle was still being like this. There is one, they put him in the bottle, he went and sat down. The problem is not that there is challenges, or there is cage, affliction, bondage, limitation. It is your heart posture. Kai, I will die. Kai, but I said, where is that devil from? They never bore you. There is no demon in hell that can stop you. Let Satan hear it. The man I'm seeing demon, the man I'm happy, I will know that what I'm doing is even working. Because if there is no challenge to what you are doing, it's not working. If every day you go, you left here and they hug you and say, "Hi, Okona, Maka," just know that it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. Once it starts working, even the one that buys gift for you, he say, "I don't understand." Like one of my boys is at Abakaliki. He was a good born again child of God. Everybody was praising him until he got connected. I told him, "Do this, do this, do this," and he started doing it. One day they called him and said, "This your fasting is too much. Your prayer is too much." The thing has started shaking everywhere. As I'm talking to you now, they have called several family meetings on his head. If they don't discuss family, they will discuss youth service. If they don't discuss, they will discuss. There is nothing, they are just looking for something. Something has been said. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You see, as we are praying and doing this business, what I'm seeing in the spirit is like light traveling inside a mass of darkness. And as it's traveling, that darkness is giving way. There is no depth of darkness and Satan and wickedness and limitation and bondage that can stop what is happening now. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You know what I have been asking? I've been praying this prayer for long. I've told God, if there is an anointing, a grace, like a grace that can, you know the type of grace I seek. The one everybody has finished and is impossible. That's the one I want to major on. Everybody has finished. Cases that everybody has given up. That's the one I want to major on. Because I don't believe in impossible. I'm not saying it. It's not here. All God needs to do is to convince me. And I'm off. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. He can travel for 50 years back and go and rectify things. Do you know why? He has been there before time began. You don't need to be there when the thing happened. You have the Holy Ghost. You have the one that was there before time began. Come and tell you, do you know this thing that is in this family has been for 3 generations? You be careful of this one. No. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. Even in hell, he is king. You are the wisdom before time began. Even in hell, Jesus is king. Even in hell. Is it as if you have not noticed what I pursue? Have you not noticed I'm seeing good things, but there are matters, heavy matters. Something that can crack territories. I want to hear that this thing has not been able to change for 1 million years. And then you see it. I'll be pouring out your life. Because when those 4 men went and collected the water at the well at the Philistine garrison, when they brought it to David, David used the eye of the prophet and looked and said, this thing is not water. This thing is the blood of these people. I say you are in warfare and blood is going. Oh, something will come out of it. Something. Warriors are everywhere. If God opens your eye in the spirit, this place, are you with me? There are certain kinds of places you can be. Eh? You can be in a boardroom session. Eh? You can be in a sports session. But if you have ever seen here in the spirit, here is a military cantonment. The trainers in this place are high-ranking military people. I'm telling you. Valentine said he saw me one day in the spirit and I was not smiling. And they are heavy men clothed with military apparel. And training was going on. Haven't you noticed what has happened to you in these few weeks you started coming? I'm sorry for scattering your life. The problem is that your life has scattered. But it's good sometimes for your life to be scattered so that God will gather it. Or do you like your life the way it is? There is a greatness that is inside of you. Certain ordinances, territorial beings. I told you people of how we saw a vision, and in that vision, there is a blanket limitation on everybody that is from Southeast. I want to tell you what I have used and I've seen it work, and I'm telling you it will work for you. I came to that gate, they say I won't pass. But I passed now. They could have stopped me. If you see me in the spirit, strength and might, it's almost as if I'm bursting with strength and might. That's what happens to me in the spirit. And first of all, it starts from here. It has been long, I saw you. What happened? You should be here. You have not known. I'm here to tell you what I've seen about you. You should be here. This season is for you. I hardly talk to people like this. Some people are benefiting more than others. This one is one. God sculpted this season just to intervene. And he's intervening in his life because he has seen many other people. Oh. Eh? It is only in your light that they will see light. If your light don't come, they will be in darkness. I hardly do this, but I just have to tell you so that you be careful. You are going to pray. If you don't pray, what do you plan to do? Let's discuss the matter. You know where we are now. What do you plan to do? Who will I meet? Dio, Lord. Dio has ecclesiastical plans. Masterpieces. Many of your plans, some of these things, and they don't respect your plans. They don't even respect your connection. What shocked me, I found out late that they don't respect certificates. Because my plan was, once I hit it in UNN, I was saying, let me just go to UNN. It was when I was about to graduate that I found out that thing you have found out. I have to now be strong. Why I can't stop praying. Where we are now, this is the problem. Where we are now, it is only breakthrough, success or nothing. You cannot afford to give up now or to stop now, because the thing is about opening. And the thing about this thing opening is that you don't know how many people is waiting to see if your home will open. Many people are waiting to believe in you, believe in this ministry. They are waiting to know if, you know, there is a pattern of ministry and what we are doing here. It is, once you come and your heart is genuine, you, even if your heart is bad, you will know that this one is from God. There is no corruption, contamination, all this arrow and all this nonsense that people do. If you carry that type of, you will be very uncomfortable. If you want to maneuver, you will be found out. Because once you come, everybody is groaning. And when you groan for 2 hours, your sin will come out. I'm not sure if the people will survive this our meeting. But when you have the result finally, you will now see that there are 1 million people that is suffering from what you are suffering. They have not seen somebody with the results that they can follow. Get the results. Mark today that I'm telling you, if you will break through in some years coming, they can't do anything in your family without you being there. In fact, it will seem as if they are waiting for you to indirectly make the decision. Because if you say, let's do it like this, and it worked, you said again, let's do it like this, it worked, said it the third time, fourth time, and in the fifth time, another person said, Is he only you? He said, okay. And then they did it, and everything spoiled. The next time the person came again and said, let's do it, they will say, wait. Okay, get results, get evidence. Same brutality. That's the type of prayer we do here. Same brutality. You see, Satan knows that not many people are willing, and if you are willing to, most of the people that can pray, Satan has hijacked that prayer to be praying, oh God, give me car, give me car, give me car. I don't know why I want to say this, because somebody here is, if I'm in that place studying and I'm not with earphone or put the thing up, I'll be hearing some people, I think it's on Wednesday or Tuesday. I've forgotten how they say it. I said, that is a waste of energy. It's even better you bring Bible like this and look at the Bible. Said the Bible said, light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Is it not enough? All you need to be doing is, let my light so shine, oh God, let my light so shine, oh God, let my light so shine. And then you'll be crying, let my light so shine, let my light so shine. You know what I found out? Sometimes you will now see yourself in a vision, and indeed, it was light that is shining. So if Satan cannot get you to stop praying, he will make you pray the wrong one. Let me tell you, because many people don't know they pray the wrong prayer. Imagine you now. You are saying, oh God, I want to carry twins. Pray with me. Baby, oh God. Baby, oh God. Baby, oh God. Yeah, from morning till night, day after day, baby, oh God, baby, oh God. I will tell you. What will God do? finally God wants to show you mercy, you know what he will do? His mercy, you make you see a damsel and then you get married. And then you will now see he's not giving to you. That prayer you are praying is wrong. That there is somebody that only has the capacity, furnished by God. This one you are praying is not giving to you. So there is a way you would have gotten the job done if you prayed well. What is the prayer to solve this matter? Give me an answer. And then you get it done. Are you getting the point now? Meanwhile, this man is doing 1,001 days fasting. What is the prayer point? I want to give me twins, baby. I want to carry my own baby, oh God. I want to carry my own baby. That's what some of you do. And that's what happened. Are you getting the point now? This thing happens, and I'm saying it. It can be that, but let me bring it down to you. You can come now. Some of you here, the reason why God even brought you is that there is a call on your life. And God have seen that the only way for that call to come out is for him to present circumstances before you. And then you start praying. Eh? When you pray and you want to give up, God will do like this. One light will shine. Say, hey, it's working. And then you continue praying. What is God's target? The God that is in life. The man that is wise, that have reached out to the realm of eternity, the scripture says, before thou enterest your mother's womb, I knew thee. That means God knew me. As a man, as a person, before I even entered my mother's womb. I hope you know it's true. I was not there, but my father said God told him we have a male child before he now married. That means my reality has been existing even before he got married. Are you not getting the point? So if it's true, then my functionality on earth, my effectiveness is dependent on living according to that manual. You see? So, me trying to be strong on earth outside of the scope of what is written there is an effort in futility. When you pray well, God will now block your way. Haven't you noticed that sometimes? You pray. The more you pray, the more it is massive. Some things are closing up. And only one door is only one side only is always open. Anytime you push that door, it will open. But others are closed. It's amazing. Once you press in that door, you don't want to do it seriously, but you say, let me press more here. It will open. You say, God forbid, I don't want to go this side. You turn the other side. They will leave you. You will now be. There is one woman that spoke English. You will now be stumbling. And then. And then after some time, you will come to 10. And I will preach. Alignment. Align to your. And then you turn. And do it. You say, oh God. Take this thing away. I thought you told me. You know, this is the problem with him. I thought you told me I'll be a governor. I thought you told me I'll be in school. I thought you told me I'll do this. He told you how it will happen is what he didn't tell you. So in your own mind, you now thought that there is only one way that thing can be achieved. Are you getting the point now? Have you not seen where some of you have seen yourself in aircraft flying around the world? Is it not true? Helping the poor, doing all kinds of things. You now started an NGO. Helping the world, incorporated. As you are doing it, Jesus is dragging you. Come, he's not there. You said,
his youth. God provide the money, the contact. Oh God, the resources. Oh God, you told me I was in a vision and you appeared to me. Fulfill your word over my life. He will say, I'm fulfilling it now. He's like this. He said, oh God, it's like this. Just to the station to another one. He's like this. Are you sure? Let me tell you this one and then I'll round up and we'll pray. When I was small, my mother, those days, you see, there is one thing my father doesn't allow us to do. He doesn't allow us to visit people too much. In fact, he doesn't like holidays. So we are always bothered. Part of the reason, if you come to my house now, yeah, if all of us is around, you won't know. Everywhere will be silent. Except on some certain occasions. What you don't know is that even though we are silent, we are communicating. The reason is because we grew together in one place. We have learned all the sign language. Everything. Now, part of it is that after some time, we hustle, go to one holiday. You don't say it has been long. You wait another. One of those days, I think it's only my sister that has gone to Lagos for long ago. She is the one that has the certificate. For long, she's the only one that has crossed the River Niger. Until others began to cross. Now, I now complained to my mother. She now said, I don't know now whether it's a blessing or I don't know if it's a blessing or a no. I want to make my point. So don't worry with whatever it is. My point. Say my point. So she now said, one day you will travel and get tired. Huh? And I thought it's, when she said you will leave the matter, I thought it's holidays. Say holidays. As I'm talking to you, that word is getting fulfilled day more. In this match that we are entering, there is no breathing space for me throughout the match. Throughout. I have shifted to April. April is finished. We have been shifting to May. People have booked, I've started booking November. As I'm talking to you there, I have two meetings already in November. Have two in December. And we are still in February. Brother, sometimes I travel. The problem now, this is my point. My point is that with my limited understanding, that thing that was said, I thought it will be fulfilled based on my own scope of understanding. Are you not getting the point? You will travel and get tired. I thought it's holidays. Meanwhile, another thing has become a vehicle to get. What is important is that it will be fulfilled. The vehicle is God that will now reveal it to you. We have to trust Jehovah. We have to trust Him. He has to reach down into things that has happened ages ago. Their mantles, their ordinations, capacities, hanging in families. God is looking for somebody to do it. And that thing He wants to do is more important to Him than you being a millionaire. Do you know what He will do? He will try to get you to do that. And in doing that, He will give you every money that you need. All He needs is to make sure you are doing that thing. And then you have the money. You will now understand and make a covenant with Him. As long as you are doing this, I will be doing this. And then somebody will wake up tomorrow and look at it and I want to come and use jazz for you. The person will die a brutal death. Eh? Have you seen accident that somebody will have accident? They didn't see what you, in that accident all you are seeing is body parts. They don't know the owner.
We have not seen that type of accident. We saw eye here. We saw ear here. Saw teeth here. We saw one finger here. So we don't know the owner. The team deceased. Brother dead. Imagine if somebody looks at me like this, one human being, and said, I must die. What do you think will happen to that person? You will now understand, it seems as if the days of that person on earth has been counted, and his matter has been closed. And then what Satan did was to steer him to come against me. You reign forever, your name is ever great. Forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Don't you think your family know that there is a calling that is there, is not fulfilled? They are hoping that somebody will do it. But inside that thing, there are many limitations. One Satan sees, it seems as if somebody is about to break out. He will go and activate all the limitations just to stop you. Will you stop? Come and tell me, nobody from the Southeast is not natural. There is no, as I'm talking to you now, there is no young man doing ministry that is from Southeast that is known nationally. As popular as your pastor is inside UNL and the people that know him. And meanwhile, even in the grace movement, there are people he's far better than. I know all of them now. Go to the West, you see them. Small boys. But they are there. I'm bringing a higher matter. I'm not a teacher. Now, I'm looking at this thing from the perspective of the prophetic office. Let's look at this thing territorially to understand that as good as you are, haven't you checked? Do you know how many people that are good in this territory? It ended around Osuka and a few people in UNE around in the team. I said, God, me and God, I said, no. That when Jesus came out of the wilderness, the Bible said that he came out with the power of the Spirit. Then his fame went all around the regions. He said, all the regions, not one, all. As I'm talking to you now, they are telling me Kaduna, they are telling me Katsina, they are telling me Northern States, there are many Northern States, there are many Western. I'm going to Ekiti, I'm going to Oyo, I'm going to Lagos. Are you with me? That thing is not coincidence, my friend. If you like, try, walk it now. Haven't you been looking at, there are some people you thought they will invite you to a program, they didn't invite you and invite them. The thing is that they don't know you in this. In the spirit, it's not yet a reality. And when you want to push it in the flesh, you will fail. Because there is a constant limitation. People will look at you and know you are qualified and give one reason why. In fact, some of them, they will meet you and they will say they don't know why they have not. Somebody called me yesterday and he said he has been in his mind for years to call me. He didn't. What do you think he's doing that? Somebody will meet you and know you are worthy. You deserve this thing and still yet. What do you think he's doing it? I have stood toe to toe with the young men that God is raising in this generation. And I was not intimidated. I didn't see anything higher than what I have. And I'm not trying to boast. In fact, as I have what I have, I am so humble about what I have because in my own opinion, it is nothing. But the people I met, in their own opinion, they are the rising stars. They have categorized themselves. I hope you know there is clique in ministry. Oh, you don't know? Let me use it. There is clique. They will categorize themselves. These are our people. If God will choose somebody in this generation, he has to be amongst these four people. And then God always confounds the wisdom of men. What he will do is that he will go to an outsider and choose somebody and then do it. And then everybody will be worried. Why is he you? Why is he you? You did not pass through our school. We did not vet you. We did not vet you. We did not lift your hand. How? There is a certification that men are given in the spirit. When you carry it and appear before any limitation, the doors will open. I don't care any limitation that Satan has placed on ministry in Southeast, on ministry in this land. I will break all of them. All. And I'm not saying it, I'm saying you don't know why God brought you, my friend. I look at you, there are things I have told you I know, you don't know. The day you jump out, you will prolong your journey 20 years. Mark this thing I'm telling you. What you don't know is that you think your journey is slow. What you don't know is actually fast. Somebody have seen you where you are moving with speed. The day you jump out, that's the day you stop moving. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are going to end up like them. You need to know what works. If not, there is no sentiment. There is nothing in this. And it's not about the fact that a miracle happened or whatever. You have raised cripple now, collected crutches. And then your name, Ray. And you told me of how the principality and the nun struck you. Damn. Woo! And you started shaking. The only thing is that I noticed there are three things. You were asking many questions. I didn't want to tell you. Those three things you can only find out by yourself. And I won't still tell you. Even though God showed you mercy to rectify one. You have waited more. By the time you come back, you'll be like Ugo. They drained him like a swamp. And then thank God you see him. He came like back. They gave him physical size. Carried his leg like this. A mighty man. See where Satan kept you. You don't know. You know. You know, what's that, the name of that your ministry? Tell me now. No, there is one that carries love in it. Inspired for love. Glory. Say glory. Even Satan saw the name and rejoiced. There are people that have skill in bringing out names. My brother, it's not about name. He bring dictionary. He went and searched Diga Hernandez, brought his logo, searched this person, and gathered all of them and looked like he said, "Lord, we are going global." The offer in your village was looking at that thing you were doing. They were smiling. When you now wanted to get your denounce laptop, your visa did not work for 4 years. I thought you are strong. I thought you have money. Oh yeah, make the visa to work now. Is it two or three times? How many times? three times visa paid, everything didn't work. There are many people here. I don't know why God gathered this type of people to me. I don't know why. I need to have people packing jeep and telling me, Pastor, we don't have problem. We won't be talking about, all we'll be talking about is glory. Say glory. But this place is Adullam. This is Adullam. In Adullam, the Bible says, the men that came to David, they were the distressed, oppressed, frustrated, people hungry, poor, chased out. But I have hope. Do you know my hope? We know how they ended up. Later on, they became mighty men. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before began. You know, this prayer you are praying, you thought you have not seen result and the things you are doing. What I see in the spirit is, there are two ways God works. What? Number one, he stops Satan from working. And number two, he overturns what Satan has done. Presently, there are many things that Satan has planned to do and he's doing. He's on pause. He's not working. Jasper came to complain to me those days. He said, my friend, you are not serious. Have you prayed for 6 hours for 7 days in your life? Yes, now, are you listening? And he wants things to change. You want me to ask you, have you prayed for 6 hours? Have you prayed for 12 hours for 1 year? Because I know that there is nothing that you will say that is what will stop you from doing it. Now, let me tell you, it's not as if you can't pray for 2 hours and have results. But when you pray for long hours, you compress time. You need to know that God is not in time. He just works with time. So if you take 20 years, he's not bothered. As however long you want to take, he will work with you. So what God does is to inject eternity in time. So, are you with me now? When somebody gets born again, what happened? Eternity was injected in time because the scope of being born again is not something that can happen in time. It is only possible in eternity to bring life again. So what God does is to inject eternity in time. So if all God can give you can only be excerpts of eternity, that means that if it is possible for you to do something in time that can affect eternity, then time has to be compressed. Is it not true? So this is what happens. When you pray, something will happen now that could have taken 100 years to happen. Are you getting what I'm saying? For example, there is a way you pray and God will grant you mighty favor. And somebody will send 50 million into your account. If you continue laboring on your own, you might still get 50 million. But it will take you 10 to 20 years. Are you not getting the point? So what happened? Say, time compressed. What does long prayers do? Say it loud. So sometimes it's not just about the fact that let this one happen. When you pray for long, you compress the time of your manifestation. For example, there are people that have, haven't you noticed, there are people that have done ministry for 50 years. They are still hoping to come to my level. Is it not true? Is it not true? Let's check it. The pastor in your church, Can he stand like this and say, Holy Ghost, there are four people with, and then God will confirm his word as he's talking. Is it not to tell you all the story that is in this name? And then the heart of men will be dying as he's saying it. As he's preaching, he'll be telling you the way God will use us. He is 50 something, you know, going to 60. He's telling you the way God will use us. When you hear that, are you inspired? It's a story of failure. That is why nothing inspires people like seeing young men touching depths in God. Do you know why? They were able to compress time. When you stay one place and pray for 12 hours, you did not lose time, you gain time. That's what I'm trying to say. We are going to pray, and you will make prayer your lifestyle. Anytime you pray for long, what happened is that if there were things you lost, years you lost. Oh, I don't want to go here. The Bible says that the time that the cankerworm and caterpillar has eaten, I began to wonder. So time can be eaten and be stolen. When you come in the realm of the spirit, time is an entity in itself. It can either be gained or lost. We have known a lot of things on how to waste time, on how to lose time, but do you know how to gain time? If time can be lost, that means it can be what? What I'm trying to tell you is that you can be living your 2028 model now. There is a way you press him into God is eternity. He doesn't understand 2028. What he understands is what you are able to program into. Are you with me? So if you program 2028 into 2020, you begin to have the manifestation. What he works with is eternity. Are you with me? So when you encode 2028 now, there are some of you are functioning with your 1997 model. In your own opinion, it's good. Imagine, I just said something this morning. Imagine you now, you become an importer and you want to go and import. You say, God told me, I saw in a vision. He said you will be an exporter, an importer of chalk. You know chalk now? The one they used to write on the board. I saw it clear, and they were bringing down the trailers, and then people from all over the world. There is a woman that his name is all over the world. All over the world, people are buying chalk. You need to know that that vision is tied to time. If you buy that chalk now, it's only you that will use it. Eh? Because that vision has to be upgraded. We are not. What you need to understand is that there is a need for men to write. The writing material has changed. So you program an updated version of that your vision. I want to tell you that some of the vision you say God showed me when I'm 10 years ago, 5 years, some of them are obsolete now. It needs to be what? Say upgraded. You need to find the 2020 model. Some of us are living. I was speaking to someone yesterday in my hotel room. I was speaking to him. I told him, it's just that you have not noticed. I told him that I'm at least 5 years ahead of all my friends. He said, Papa, I believe you. I said, why do you believe me? I thought you would doubt it. He said, he cannot explain it. But anytime I speak, it seems as if I'm just saying small of what I know. You have not noticed. But when you pray the way we pray and emphasize on the things that we emphasize, you gain ears. Now, what will happen is that at the present, it will seem as if all of us are, you follow me. I'm about to pray now. It will seem as if all of us are in the same place. Watch out in the next 5 years. People cannot explain the way you went far ahead of others. Meanwhile, in the beginning, Seman, Jamfa, Ejimi, all of them were sitting on the ground doing as if all of them are in the same level. Well, after five years, there is no amount of program you organize that can measure up to Seman. They say Seman pass here. People, if he comes here, people will sit on the fence. You will know that there are people in this town. People will drag all their families and come. Why? Why? Somebody sat one place and gained years. I'm telling you, you can gain years now. When people start preparing, when they now make you governor or whatever you are in your state, and then people will be running from one pastor to another, trying to, you will use that time and be doing another thing. Do you know why? You have gained stature. When you see those things they are doing, it's like child's play. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before. If what brought you into existence predated time, predated creation, you need to know that the wisdom that formed you and formed your manifestation on earth predated creation. And then Satan is of the created order. What can he form in the crucible of darkness that can stop you? I'm here to know that. You don't know the power that is lodged in your heart. Some of you, as you pray now, irocos will fall in your family. Literally, physically, some trees will be cut in your family. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Because what I see is that there is somebody, I with you. There is somebody here. Your name is actually taking. Should I leave? I don't like saying this thing. What you need to do is to pray. When you pray, whether you know this or not, when you pray hard, you will have the results. You know my problem with all these prophets, all these things. They will tell you your problem, and yet your problem, sometimes they will be correct. But your problem will continue. Do you know why? Knowing your problem is not enough. What is more important is, can you do something about it? Solution. That's the thing. So sometimes, some people don't even know your problem, but they bring solution. Somebody doesn't know you are sick and laid hands on you. And then your sickness left. And then somebody will come and say, I see the spirit, somebody, you were moving, and a heavy being attacked you. And then you shook eye here. And since that day, your eye has been paining you. Pray, pray. That the team will go. The team didn't go. And then somebody else came out. Mistakenly said, you are blessed. As he cleaned your eye, he cleaned away the team. Satan will cry. Oh, how many of you are ready with me to make Satan to cry? Satan will cry. Oh, hey! Satan will cry. A day will come when they hear your name, all of them will scamper. I tell you the truth. My sister told me of the story now. You people didn't know what happened after that meeting. They told me that a court, somebody told somebody to tell somebody to now tell my sister that a court gathered to wage war in that meeting. And then when I came, they said they didn't know I'm the one that will come. If not, they wouldn't have come. All of you were there now. In the night, I shouted, fire! And then the whole place, some people ran away. They caught them and brought them back. They didn't know. One day will come when they hear your name. Eh? they will scatter. There is no more warfare. But today, let's make Satan cry.
You reign forever. Your name is evergreen. The person that is holding anything that is limiting you, after today, you will wish he never touched you. That's what you are going to make Satan now. He will wish he never entered your family. He will wish he never touched what is yours. Hey, somebody make Satan cry. Make Satan cry. Make Satan cry. Hey, Ayatale. Let's
Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All of you, come one after another. Let me prophesy over your life. I'll prophesy an anointing. Let your fountain spring forth. What I see in the spirit is there are many things I'm seeing, but one thing God will do now, there is a fountain that you have. A fountain. That fountain is still blocked, full of dead, many things. Sometimes it will spring forth, but it's not moving in its full strength. As I lay my hands on you now, I decree and I declare that everything that is waging your manifestation, waging the fulfillment, waging the expression of what God has ordained in your life, you are just seeing trinkets, you know, drop here and there. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stop Satan on your behalf. From today, everything and hold that Satan has over your life, break! 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 Break!
speech. Satukapshkaya. Jesus. Tabash. Come on.
Life and people will wonder, why is he you? But God has chosen you, and because God has chosen you, as I put my hands upon you, there is a signet that will be given to you in the spirit, so that you will rule with it. You rule with a signet, you rule with a signet. It will burn, it will burn now, it will burn now, it will burn now, it will burn now, it will burn now. God will begin to confirm your prayer. It will burn! Yes!
Every limitation, listen to me.
Anything that stops people in your family, it will not stop you. Stop people in your generation. Take them at a certain level. They cannot go beyond that level. I war with it. I war. I war now. 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 I war with you, spirit. I can see you. I can see you. I can see you. I can see you. I hear Kodosh.
This one is marked out.
When they send, they still send text message to you. When they send it, you will not receive it again. Now, I remove your name from that place. I remove your name. I remove your name now. I remove your name now. I remove your name. I remove your name. If I be a man of God, if I be a servant of God, by fire, 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 by fire. Free!
Limitations broken. Limitations broken. Limitation by the anointing. Broken 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 by the anointing. I break you free. I break you free. Limitations, limitations, limitations. In the name of Jesus. Spiritual, physical, mental, financial, all around breakthrough. Now, listen to me. Stop praying. There is something more we do for you. Between now and the next 1 week, as a sign of this thing that is doing for you. If you continue in this stream faithfully, there is a scepter that will be given to you in the future, but you have to level so that when it will be given to you, you will be able to handle it. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch.
name of Jesus, I decree and I declare every limitation, every rule, every legality, whatever it is, I stand by a higher authority and I tear it down. Bring down every obstruction, every limitation, whatever it is. I stand as a king, as a prophet, whatever is holding your marriage, your job, your ministry, in the name of Jesus Christ. I tear it now. I remove it now. I remove it now. Yes. Atekus, Kada, Hita, Skida, Rabos, Kahaya, Kamenos.
Now! Frustrate you to live a life without help. Go by fire. He's going. He's a man. There is a spirit following this young lady, and the job is to make sure she doesn't receive her. Even if you decide to favor her, suddenly some things will start, stories will come out of it. As I'm talking to you now, the thing will go now. It will go. By fire. Go! Shatosh. Tahaya. There is a place God wants to bring you up to. But there are many conditions, many things, and people are saying you don't deserve it. Why will it be you? I break all protocols. Take it in the name of Jesus. I break every force and power, every authority speaking over your life in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off.
It's over. I nullify all of them. I nullify all of them. My God. mighty things that is coming your way very soon, and they will come one after another in quick successions. Father, I receive this as your prophet on our behalf from the horn of the altar. I break all limitation. Everything that can put spanner, I remove, I clear all of them. I make a highway in the spirit to take the delivery and the manifestation on the realm of the earth. I clear them. As I lay my hands on you, you will carry this man. Every person and being that is supposed to facilitate this will be summoned. I summon man and spirit. I summon you. Man and spirit. I summon you. Man and spirit. We summon. We summon. In the name of Jesus. By fire. Break! He's walking now. He's breaking. This young man, even though he's born again, there is something that people in his lineage carries. He's wearing it in his part of his body. It's not physical. That thing is what has broken now. It's like if you are coming from this family, we put this thing on you to mark you. I break that in the name of Jesus. I set you free. You are a citizen of heaven. Your possibilities is the possibility of Christ. You are not limited by your lineage and your family. Jesus, Kadaba. Haika. There is a warfare that is about to break out in your family. After that warfare, then God will confirm your throne. There is a warfare. And because of that, there is a new strength and a new weapon that is granting to you that will ensure your victory. Father, in the name of Jesus, confirm it. I speak it into your spirit now. I speak it into your spirit now. Let your spirit receive it. It's a heavy weapon. It's a heavy weapon. It's a heavy weapon. Be mantled. Be mantled. Be mantled. It's a weapon of mad destruction. Altars will crumble, spirits will die.
Altars we burn and spirits we die. Wicked men we crumble. They will cry at your hand because of the strength and power and equipment that God grants to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it come upon your spirit like a fire, like a fire, like a wave. Let it come, let it come. Adesh, 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 adesh. I declare a season of financial abundance for everybody here in the name of Jesus. New jobs, new contracts, new business partners, business open doors, connections in high places. In the name of Jesus. Please believe this prayer because I see finances coming in. And I'm not seeing strange people. I'm seeing it from you people. There is a place you submit a contract. Go back there. Go back there. If there are things you are, you say, start now, start now. Finance. I hear finance. I hear finance. I hear finance. In the name of Jesus, I command it from the four winds of the earth. Let it be blown. Let it be blown. The Bible says that money is like vapor, like air. So that means it can blow and come. We command the wind to blow it. Blow it to your side. Blow it to your side. Receive it now. 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 In the name of Jesus. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, let marriage certificates that I'm seeing, let it be signed and sealed and delivered in the physical. In the name of Jesus. Marriages, 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 marriages. Thank you, Jesus, for confirming my words. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Marriages, 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 jobs. Jobs in the name of Jesus, anointings, anointings, equipments in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. You can be seated if you can. You can come and drop your offering tomorrow. We meet by 5 p.m. as usual.